everyone, I'm sure it's been a little thirty. Come here from recess, leaving the desk from. I'm gonna welcome everyone to the October 14th recess meeting. We get Commissioner Oak call.
Commissioner Daughtry?
Here.
Commissioner Forbes?
Here.
Commissioner Kip, oh, my grand, here. Commissioner Davis?
Here. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us that we don't deserve. May you keep a hedge of protection over us all and place your healing hand on the ones that are sick and afflicted. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion.
I see. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We don't have any new business. We're going out of old business. And in researching the last meeting, when the administrator's resignation letter was to be approved, I asked for a motion and a second. And Commissioner Davis made a motion, and then we got into a discussion. And in a procedural error, we didn't follow up with that motion. So that motion essentially died, which means that we couldn't have recessed on that item because it was never approved. With that being said, I spoke with the attorney, and he's going to give an explanation on what we need to do with this.
Okay, and because that item died for lack of a second, then it was not approved and has no effect. We are here, and what I would like for the commission to do at this time is to add an item on the agenda, which is a discussion with me, your attorney, of a pending or threatened litigation. And I would ask that the commission consider adding that.
All right, with that being said, can I get a motion to go into executive?
No. It would be to add that agenda item.
With that being said, can I get a motion to add agenda item 2 to go into executive session?
No, it's not to go into executive session.
I said add first.
Yeah, but we're not talking about executive session. We need to see if the commission will, by motion, second, and vote, allow an agenda item of a discussion with your attorney based upon pending or threatened litigation only.
I thought I was wording it right. I wanted a motion and a second to add an item to the agenda to go into executive session.
No, it's not to go into executive session at this point. You can't even consider until the item is added.
Okay. I want to add item number 2 to go to discuss pending and threatening litigation with our attorney. Can I get a motion to add that to line item number 2?
I'll make a motion.
I'd get a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Was that a unanimous vote?
Aye.
Must be unanimous to add it.
Do you want a roll call vote on that to make sure?
At this time, I would like to ask that the commission consider voting to go into executive session, which discussion of pending or threatened litigation allows an executive session. So if you vote to do so, we will go into an executive session where I can discuss with you. We can't vote on it, but we can discuss any pending or threatened litigation.
All right. Can I get a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending or threatened litigation with our attorney?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Corbus and a second by Commissioner McGrath to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, I would think that, I know y'all have a interview scheduled at 12. I would hope that our discussion should be completed prior to that time, and we would come back into session.
Okay. If y'all would all step up, please.